This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A nurse in New York became the first person in the United States to receive the coronavirus vaccine Monday. The woman, a critical care nurse at a Long Island hospital, received the Pfizer-BioNTech shot live on television shortly before 9:30 a.m. local time. And with that, the biggest vaccination campaign in American history has started, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At various hospitals around the country, health workers got the first doses of a vaccine aimed at eventually ending a pandemic that's killed nearly 300,000 Americans. President Trump is cheering the initial shots, tweeting, "Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world." The public will now watch to see if the health workers embrace vaccination. An APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows just half of Americans want to get vaccinated.
That was AP's Sagar Magani. COVID-19 has ravaged the United States. Nearly 300,000 Americans have been killed by the virus. Spain expects to start vaccinating people against the coronavirus by January 4th or 5th. If the European Medicines Agency gives the green light to a vaccine on December 29th, the country's health minister said Monday. In the UK, the health minister says the coronavirus is rising in all age groups and rising exponentially in London. At a news conference Monday, he also said they've identified over 1,000 cases of a new variant of the coronavirus and that it's growing faster than the existing variant. He added London will be placed into the toughest tier of COVID-19 restrictions effective Wednesday. Earlier this month, the government implemented a tiered system of restrictions to try to keep a second wave of the virus under control following a month-long lockdown. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News.